Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
You were caught masturbating.
Yep. I figured you'd catch me.
Okay, I looked into it and I just want to answer Louis Gohmert's question from yesterday. This is the dumbass from Texas.
Republican dumbass.
Yeah. Congressman.
Yes.
And he asked if we could, for climate change, alter the Earth's orbit a little bit, which just shows you how little these guys know about science.
Well, they don't.
He probably went to school in Texas, and they got Texas science.
Right.
You stick a thing in the ground, and oil squirts. That's what you need to know about science.
And that science class.
Texas science.
All right, if you altered the Earth's orbit or tilt just a little bit, here's what happens. Effect number one, everything dies. It is literally crushed to death by acceleration forces.
Okay.
Effect number two, the planet fragments as Earth's gravity can't accelerate the crust, the oceans, the atmosphere. It just flies all over the place.
Oh, so
planet you, basically yeah. explodes.
All right.
So that would solve climate change.
It would.
I guess.
It would, exactly. Well, we can't.
There wouldn't be a climate.
We can't stop throwing.
There wouldn't be an Earth.
We can't stop throwing plastic in the ocean. We can't do that.
No.
We have to explode the Earth. Because it's business. It's job killers. We can't have job killers in this country. You know that. Libtard Todd.
Yeah, but if you have like half of a brain, even a quarter of a brain, don't you know that you can't alter the Earth's orbit?
How can you say that in this day and age?
I don't know.
Marjorie Taylor Greene, as a congressman, she just said the other day that evolution is so-called science. And then she said... shouldn't believe anything. She's just a horrible person. You know?
Yeah, okay, but Todd, look at it this way. Isn't all that based on the Earth being round?
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I suppose.
Since it's flat, it probably works differently.
Right.
Yeah, I never looked at that angle, and the sources I looked at didn't look at it from that angle either.
See,
a lot of these sources I checked, they were under the assumption that the Earth was round.
Assumption is the key word.
It is.
Yeah.
Prove it. I don't believe it.
Yeah. So, I guess we got that figured out, gentlemen.
Yeah. What's next?
But that Louis Gohmert, by the way, if you look up the stuff he said over the past 5 years, I mean, everything is just as stupid as the last thing he said.
He's amazingly
dumb.
He's
a horrible person, too.
Yeah. Was he the guy that brought the snowball into the Senate?
That was Inhofe.
Okay. Yeah.
To prove that also there's no global warming because I got a snowball.
It gets cold sometimes.
Was on this date in 2002, the talent search series American Idol premiered on the Fox network.
Crazy part about that was people talked about that all the time.
It was a thing for a while.
That's the last thing I can remember people talking about right after the show, like the next day. We discussed that show back in the day.
I think people getting movies off of that.
Right.
Bad ones, but movies.
Did Kelly Clarkson poop that year?
Well, no, I like to
she had
she
to
have
somewhere. The entire year, she didn't. That's why it was all backed up.
That's right.
She had to take a dump in a trash can. Right.
There was some evidence that she may have stopped pooping.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
Oh, he stopped pooping a while ago, too. Look at that guy.
Says that K-pop is a vicious cancer.
Oh, he hates the... Young
the
boys.
BTS and all that bit. He is taking a hard line against South Korea pop culture that has millions of fans all over the world. He's declaring a new culture war to stop it at the 38th parallel. He says K-pop is corrupting young North Koreans' attire, hairstyles, speeches, and behaviors.
They're all more popular than him.
The state-run media there has warned
what he hates the most.
That if K-pop is left unchecked, it would make North Korea, quote, crumble like a damp wall.
That's an interesting...
Another horrible dictator.
Analogy.
Yeah, that's like bag of milk.
Right.
A damp wall.
Damp wall.
I've seen a lot of damp walls. Right. Like, wet. It's raining right now, and all the walls are fine.
Yep.
So he's not going to get the BTS meal from McDonald's?
No.
No, they'd have to have a McDonald's there.
Love the dictators.
Yeah. Do they have fast food in North Korea?
I don't think so.
You get a dictator with a a BTS meal? With a side of dictators, please.
I think sometimes it's hard to find fast or slow food in North Korea.
Yeah.
In Missouri, the governor there is going to sign a gun rights bill this weekend.
Great.
It will ban Missouri police from enforcing federal gun laws.
Unbelievable.
That regulate weapons registration, tracking, and possession of firearms by some domestic violence offenders.
Yeah, of course.
This will help.
Everybody's allowed to have guns. It's Missouri.
Don't enforce those laws.
No.
And so the governor's going to sign that bill at a shooting range.
Right. Our country's done.
Look how much we love
our country's done.
Freedom.
In the long run, it's done.
It's not moving in the right direction.
I feel bad for our kids and our grandkids eventually. We'll be out of here, but it's going to be done.
Now, the argument is...
It ain't making it.
If you make a lot of guns illegal, they will just buy them anyway.
That's not a good argument.
But if you make abortions illegal, then everyone will stop getting abortions.
Every other country, less guns, less crime, less murder. But that doesn't matter. It's not going to change, so...
The county commission for the county I live in, just they voted 5-0 to stand with the Second Amendment, which is good, because I was worried they weren't going to do that if it ever came up. Like,
our governor,
what does it matter?
Are they not standing by the others?
After every mass,
how do they feel about the others?
After every mass shooting, our governor currently says that we're gun haven. We're a haven. Bring them here. Shoot them up.
I often wake up with the night sweats, wondering if my city council is going to bail on the Second Amendment.
I was like, oh, what a relief.
Right. It's always on my mind. I got to go on the internet every few minutes to make sure that my government's behind.
We had a mayor 20 years ago.
Any other amendments that we're concerned with here?
We had a mayor 20 years ago,
and then he came out and he put a proclamation against abortion. I said, you're a mayor of a city. You had nothing to say about it.
You can trash the rest of that Constitution. Just keep that Second Amendment.
All right.
Okay. Although if you interpreted it, let's not get into a literal interpretation of it.
Can't do that.
No.
Well-regulated militia is not AK-47s in people's backyards. But, you know, don't get into that because that makes people's brains fry.
Mm-hmm.
Do you even know what AK stands for?
Yeah.
AK.
Yeah.
AK. You don't have that.
It means you jackass shouldn't have one.
That's the guy that invented it, Kalashnikov.
AK.
Well, the K at least.
AK.
Oh.
What's the A stand for?
Ass hat.
I think Tyler's right. Generally, including now.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
An Olympic swimmer is dropping out of Australia's trials just days before they start. Two-time Olympic silver medalist Maddie Groves says the move is to get a message to misogynistic perverts in sport.
Sorry.
She's 26. She made the announcement on Instagram and then explained the decision by tweeting, "Time's up."
That was name of our show when we worked for ESPN. Misogynistic perverts.
On sports.
On sports.
On sports.
We were misogynistic perverts on sports.
She's 26 now. She's been calling out the swimming community for months, claiming that men have made her feel uncomfortable by staring at her swimsuit or making creepy comments.
Was she going to make the Olympic team?
Oh, probably. Well, keep in mind, this is Australia.
Maybe.
She said, and she is an Olympic silver medalist twice.
Well, she's good then.
Yeah. Right, yeah. She said, "Let this be a lesson to all misogynistic perverts in sport and their bootlickers. You can no longer exploit young women and girls, body shame, or medically gaslight them, and then expect them to represent you so you can earn your annual bonus. Time's up."
Good for her.
She tweeted in November about an experience she had when she was 20, saying, "Just remember the time when a well-known coach, not mine, asked me about the university I was going to, and I told him one of the subjects was love, relationship, and sex, and he said in this creepy voice, you know all about that." And then the guy said he later apologized, but she believes that he was ordered to apologize by the team psychologist. And she's made complaints about a person that works there, at swimming, staring at her in her swimsuit. She says she's going to be back competing later this year, but right now she's tired of these freaks, these pervert freaks.
Unfortunately, they are in swimsuits.
I am shocked to hear Olympic coaches are pigs.
No way.
And I don't blame her for being tired of it.
No. Nope.
It's got to be exhausting.
Exhausting. Right. That's it.
The gymnasts put up with it just as much or more.
With all those freaks, right? All those freaks. Well, and a lot of those girls are way underage.
Yeah, and these Olympic athletes are under so much pressure just with trying to make the Olympics and be like an elite athlete. Then you got to put up with that on top of it. I bet you know all about that.
I can't pronounce that guy's name from Mr. AK-47, Craig.
Kalishnikov?
No, or his first name.
Alexander?
Avtomat. Avtomat. Kalishnikova.
There you go. There you go. That's how you pronounce it. Yeah. That's for shooting deer.
Our true patriots.
Damn right.
Freedom.
Study says that teens who play team sports are less likely to smoke the marijuana or use other drugs.
I believe that. I've seen
that. Because they might get kicked off the team.
They don't want to get kicked off.
It's not that. They tend to be heavier drinkers.
Okay. Well, there's that. We weren't allowed to drink. We weren't allowed to drink in high school sports either. I wasn't.
Can't you do both?
We were kicked off at the high school team.
No, you weren't allowed to get caught drinking.
No, we did not drink because we knew guys that got kicked off. We did not drink.
You know who drank, though? The speech team.
Those
guys knew how to party.
That's right.
The band.
Yep.
We didn't in the band, but in the drama class, there was a lot of that.
No, I got caught drinking there in the hotel room.
Remind me, I'm hanging out with geeks again.
On the speech team, and I guarantee you, had I been a football player, I would have been kicked off the team.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So there was I would have been kicked off the team as well.
Yeah.
There was a massive cover-up that went on. Coach never reported it.
On the speech team?
Yeah.
Right.
Well, because, one of his star players.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were the Jordan of the speech team,
weren't
you?
He wasn't going to rat me out.
Our teacher gave it back to us after the play was done.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's what he did.
Can we have our booze back? Yeah, here you go.
He took my slow gin away, and he gave it back to me at the end of the trip.
Minus a couple pours. But
those were the days.
Yeah, my senior year, the dude was a junior, pushing me pretty hard for my position. I was going to beat him out, but he got caught and got kicked off the team, and that was a good day. Because he was good.
Couldn't celebrate with the beer.
True story. Yeah.
It was always a pleasant surprise in those activities. Like, I just would be in, the school play or whatever and find out those guys smoke, too. And you're like, okay.
Now, this isn't necessarily in our wheelhouse, but there was a new study new survey says that the board game that people play at home that is most likely to start a fight on game night.
Monopoly.
There you go.
Yeah.
Easily.
I've seen it happen.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Well, it just takes so damn long.
It takes too
long.
People get bored with it.
People
That's why it's called a board game.
And frustrated. I've probably seen more Monopoly boards flipped over than any other game board. Like nobody gets mad at Clue.
It just takes too long. I haven't played that game for years.
I have. I got mad last time I played because my son. It was ridiculous.
Yeah. Really? Well, what do you do?
He refused to negotiate with me. It was my son and my brother-in-law playing, and my son and I needed to make a trade to make something happen, and my brother-in-law was going to run roughshod over the entire board.
Right.
And he refused to deal with me, and that's what happened. So I just sat there completely helpless, and fine. Well, I guess this is over. I'm done. Like, we needed to make some sort of trade to stop him.
You wouldn't do it?
No.
See, the last time I remember, the last time I got mad at Monopoly, which wasn't that long ago, was because my wife and daughter basically ganged up on me. They were like, I'll give you this for $1 because it would complete a Monopoly, and then they could both just kick my ass.
Right.
And I was out in like half an hour. Like, all right, forget
acting
it.
Like a bitch.
Well, then you win.
And you had no one.
Oh, that's a good point. You get to stop playing. I think that's winning.
Right.
I can watch TV.
And you had no one to form an alliance with.
No.
Back
it was just the
then.
Three of us.
Where's that higher alcohol craft beer?
Yeah, I like playing Monopoly.
Dog wasn't playing.
My brother-in-law and I sometimes, like, my wife will go get a room at the casino or whatever, and we'll just sit up in the room and put money on the Monopoly game instead of going downstairs and blowing it slot machines.
Real cash?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Okay. And that didn't cause a fight, taking extra money from each other?
Well, if it's just one-on-one. Okay. Hey, the rules are established.
Okay.
I saw a Monopoly board tossed over a...
So you're saying, no, you girls go down, we'll stay in the bedroom? Basically, that's what you're saying?
We're playing, quote, Monopoly. Right. Yeah. It's strip Monopoly.
No, I saw.
Hey, walk up. You're shirtless.
It's an intense game.
I saw a board get tossed over a lack of sale of a railroad.
Really?
And lots of alcohol.
Who tossed it?
A friend of ours, wife.
Oh, she got pissed.
And it was her husband she was mad at who wouldn't sell her the railroad. And she just found, F that.
Mad.
Oh, that's probably because you would have owned all the railroads.
How'd that end for
and
you?
And then you can charge more rent.
And your wife are the other couple, right?
Yeah.
How'd that end for you guys? It was embarrassing?
Everything ended at that point.
You walked out and said, well, sorry. And he goes, I'm sorry.
Well, it was.
Did she run away pissed?
It was at our house. Oh. The evening was over after that.
Did they leave then?
Yeah, pretty much.
And he was going, I got to deal with this now in the car?
Yeah.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah. She was way hammered.
Yeah.
Sounds like you should have sold the railroad.
Yeah.
You're right. He knows his drunk wife. He should have known better.
I'm pretty sure we found a hotel embedded in the drop ceiling of the basement. I mean, she threw that thing hard.
Man.
We got to respect the passion.
Yeah, you do. Between you and your brother-in-law, that's what I'm respecting right now. I respect the passion between you two.
This is why your wife wonders about you. It runs in the family.
It is heredity.
Yeah, she's waiting.
Yeah. 20% of Americans said their game nights with friends and family frequently disrupted by competitive or unfriendly behavior.
Yeah, we don't do those things anyway, but you're right, I remember there was a guy down the hallway years ago, nice guy, and he stopped me in the hallway. He goes, hey, Mike, you like board games? I go, no. I mean, I just say no. And then he goes, oh, we're having some friends over. I said, thanks. But no.
We're not inviting you.
I mean, I didn't even like pause. I just go, no. Oh, we're having some friends over. It's a board game night. I said, no. I didn't even say no thank you. I said, no. Like, no.
Y'all go ahead.
Did you go to that?
No, yeah. What?
Puss knows who I'm talking about. He's a nice enough dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, I didn't go to that.
Yeah.
I was busy that night.
Yeah. I was too. I don't know. I wasn't busy. I just wasn't going to a game night.
I didn't even know what you're talking about. Yeah. I paid that little attention to it.
Yeah, I did too.
Google is connecting the Americas with an undersea cable. It'll be the longest in the world. It'll run a cable will run from the U.S. East Coast to Argentina.
Whoa. Because I remember when you read about the first cable that went from England to the U.S. for the telegraph years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just an amazing feat because that was a couple hundred years ago.
Yeah, this is amazing.
It? Yeah. Oh, they just laid it at the bottom of the ocean.
Right.
They didn't bury it in the ocean. It's laid in the bottom of the ocean.
Yeah, they just dropped it off a ship.
Yeah. And they rolled it.
And a big spool.
I always thought if they got halfway through and the spool wasn't long enough. I was wondering how they did that. Oh, we measured wrong. We're still about 500 miles. Sorry, Nick.
Come on! Come on!
All right.
Thank you.
Spool 500 more.
Yeah, so that's amazing.
How do they keep it safe from, like, a shark eating it or something?
I think they're just made of something. Anything that bites into it ain't
or just
do it.
From, salt corroding it.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm sure they figured that out. Yeah. They're scientists.
And if it's going to the bottom, it's going to be super cold down there.
Right. Well, nobody's down there. They just rolled it.
What if they just to keep the cable intact?
Right, yeah. Yeah.
And police in Rice Lake, Wisconsin want to know how long a guy was dead in his living room and why his wife never said anything about it.
Well, we know why. He finally shut up.
Officers found the 52-year-old man.
Jesus.
They say he'd been dead for a while and was in the later stages of decomposition. His wife, who police say was very drunk but alive, was in the living room with him.
Oh, my God, this is creepy.
She told police, he's asleep.
She must be very drunk all the time.
Investigators are waiting for an
asleep
autopsy.
Asleep and rotting away.
Yeah, police are waiting for an autopsy now. See how that goes.
That's a good story to end on.
Yeah, it's a story.
Yeah. Well, she's single.
You know it's over when that story comes.
She is single. She's a catch, too. Because you're going to be impressive if you actually just move. She'll
apparently
be excited.
You,
yeah.
Acclimate to rotting corpses in your house.
He's sleeping. I can see she thinks he's sleeping for the first day or two.
Yeah.
But once holes start opening up on his skin. Good morning.
Yeah. She parties.
Have a good week. Party's hard. Go see Nick tonight.
Yes.
Yeah, it'll be more fun than that story.
East of Omaha and Griswold tonight at 8.
8 o'clock tonight. Nick Gallant, Richard Reese.
Tyler Walsh.
East of Omaha, Griswold, Iowa. Follow Nick on Twitter at Nick Salins. Follow us at TNT Radio Empire, the show. Go to the Days up there. Check it out. All right. People really love the Go of the Day. I like it, the Die Puss, but apparently they
you wouldn't.
They like Shut big up. Pusses Go to the Day.
Don't even. Your fake sincerity.
Yeah, I know. See you Monday. Get your vaccine, please.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
It's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.